You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena, Lucinda, how are you this morning?
Morena, I am really good.
That is good to hear. We've already got a few texts about what people have been eating, but the one that's kind of cracked me up the moment most is Veronica's just said she's currently eating spinach.
Hell just, yeah. just by spinach. Herself?
Yeah, no other context for it.
A better woman than me.
She's gardens going gangbusters, I guess.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a surplus of certain things and a lack of others at the moment, which yes. is actually kind of what we're talking about. Change yep. of season, end of summer fruit, end of summer veggies. Mm. What have you kind of been trying to get the most of before we really hit the colder months at
yep.
the moment?
Yeah, it's I kind of love this because I definitely live for like a bit of a stressful edge to my meal planning. Like, I like to have sort of too much and then I have to figure out creatively how to use it up.
Ah, yes.
And this is kind of like when the universe gives you too much and you are like, oh my God, courgettes are $2 a kilogram.
I'm better gonna eat them all.
Yeah. Let's buy 2 kilograms and then figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to work on this. But in saying that, I have been buying heaps of the end of summer veg.
Nice.
So I've been, my favorite, I don't know if I've mentioned this, I've probably mentioned it 1,000 times, my favorite vegetable in the world is eggplants.
Yeah, nice.
I've been going absolutely ham. I just buy, like as soon as I see nice ones, I just buy like 2 kg.
Oh my God.
They shrink. They do shrink. They don't shrink that much.
Am I eating enough vegetables? I put one in my fridge and I'm really struggling to get through it.
Well, I like to cook a lot of stuff like in bulk
yes.
and then kind of use it in different dishes throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you would cook your ingredients?
Yeah,
that's not always a hack.
Not always, but if I'm in a oh I've got 2 kgs of eggplant
yeah,
and
yeah.
I haven't figured out a plan, then 100% I'll just like dice them all up, douse them in spices and olive oil and
yum.
Cook them and then add them to everything all week.
Genius. That is working smarter, not harder. That is really good.
I try. I do always mix up that line and I'm always like, I'm working harder, not smarter. And then I'm like, sometimes.
Some would say we contain multitudes. So you've got lots of eggplants, you've got lots of zucchinis. What else yep. is in surplus right now?
We've got lots of tomatoes as well. And
there's a theme coming through
theme,
here.
And the theme for me is ratatouille.
Oh yes.
I think the film. Yeah, the theme is that little rat.
That little guy.
Which is kind of topical in Aotearoa recently.
Oh, yeah.
We won't go there though. We're talking vegetarian. We're talking ratatouille. Although ratatouille is so good with sausages though.
Oh,
really?
I just feel like the most classic Bennett family meal, my dad makes a mean ratatouille and he'll make like the most enormous vat so you feel like you're eating it forever. And when I was a kid, I was like, oh no, not more ratatouille. And now I'm like, nothing could be better than ratatouille with every meal.
Sausages chopped up in the ratatouille or sausages, you know, appearing.
Damn, that's
because that's
smart.
What I imagined immediately. And then I was like, no, that can't be right. That can't be right.
I mean, I reckon that's smart, especially if you're doing like you want to eat your dinner in a bowl in front of the TV and not
so
have
wait,
to chop anything.
Hang on, how do the sausages come into the ratatouille then?
Oh, no, beside.
Oh, beside. Okay. I was imagining them also in the ratatouille
yeah.
and I was like, yeah, that sounds quite yum.
But I
would imagine there's
it.
A few people going, absolutely not out there as well. Sausages aside, on the side of the plate,
yep.
what is actually required for a ratatouille? What are the basic ingredients? What are you sort of doing to them
okay.
as well?
So essentially you're making a vegetable stew.
Okay.
I know in the film Ratatouille and in many beautiful pictures online, people like to create this sort of like stunning layered sort of spiral.
Mm. Yes, like in The Sims.
Exactly.
So sorry, I'm really derailing this. Continue.
I'm with you.
Great cultural references we've got this
yeah.
morning. The Pixar film Ratatouille and The Sims.
both on my level. I don't do that. And traditionally, that's... I don't believe how it's sort of done because
oh, okay.
it's quite fiddly.
It
you
is,
know?
Yeah.
And really you're making a stew, so you can really bang everything in one pot.
You know, that's already made me feel more relaxed about
yeah.
it because I have always thought that, you know, to do it the proper way, you had to do the special little
God,
spiral
no.
of zucchinis on it. But
I mean, gorgeous, but no.
No one's got time for that.
No. And also it's one of those dishes that's really, it's like yummier the next day because it's a stew.
Mm.
Yes.
So you're kind of... I don't know, you can make it really ugly, but it will be really delicious.
Marinating.
So what is going into it? What's your basics?
So you've got your summer veggies. So you want to go, you've got your eggplants, you've got your courgettes, you've got your tomatoes. Capsicum is also pretty normal to chuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever colour I find. I mean, I'm as people have probably figured out by now, I'm a real like slapdash cook. Unless I'm following a specific recipe for a really specific outcome, most of the time I'm like,
if it feels right, it goes in.
Yeah, let's go.
Sausages on the side.
Exactly, on the side. And then onions, garlic, and lots of olive oil and whatever herbs you've got. I think traditionally it would have been maybe like the like herb de Provence, because it's like a Provençal dish.
Okay, right.
I personally have a garden that's going absolutely bonkers and is primarily just like a sea of oregano right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go hard on the oregano. But you could add any of those kind of like rosemary, thyme, oregano.
Basil? Question mark?
Basil, delicious. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice and fresh on the top at the end.
Yeah. You could go stalks in, leaves on at the end, or you could just chuck it all in. Basil and tomatoes. Anytime there's tomatoes.
Delightful.
Chuck it in.
It will always make you feel so chef, no matter how basic your 100%. Meal is. If you chuck a leaf on it at the end, you're like, ooh, I'm so fancy right now. Look at all this health. Look at me.
And also, I mean, sausages on the side, great, but love to do like an egg on top for an easy dinner.
Ooh.
Love to do, if you're feeling a little bit fancy, you can do like cheese on top. You could do like a mozzarella or a parmesan, you know, mix it up and kind of...
So you're basically just reducing everything down.
Yeah.
Getting it into, like...
Getting it jammy.
Getting the umami out of it.
Exactly.
Jammy, that's a good way of describing it. And then, is this going to maybe reveal how I cook?
Mm.
Is a tin of tomatoes involved at any point?
It could be. Like, because all of the veggies that we're kind of talking about are real, like, watery veggies, you know? Like, you cook courgettes and the amount of water that comes out of those is, like...
A lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Same with tomatoes. So, you kind of, not necessarily, but if you don't have enough fresh tomatoes or if you don't have fresh tomatoes at all and you just want to add a tin...
Chuck it in there.
I think probably there are people... It's one of those things where I think people have, like, a recipe.
Yes.
And they're like, this is my recipe, and I use it all the time.
Yeah.
Is it fry then oven? Is that the way you go?
You can.
Or you just oven?
I would go start on the stove and then maybe finish on the stove or finish in the oven.
Okay.
We've had some good texts about food in this world. Someone said they completely agree with you on the sort of making one thing and then just adjusting it for the rest of the week. They say that they'll start with the ratatouille and then they will add hotter spices to it across the week and some coconut cream and make a curry out of it.
That's so smart.
It's a good idea. That's a yummy way to end your week.
Hello.
Chuck it on some rice. Delicious.
Especially because there's that thing, especially if you have kids, that thing where you are serving the same thing all the time and you're just like I do want something different in every meal.
Yeah.
And it's okay if there's a base or like a side, but I like to...
No one's judging you in your own home, unless you have a toddler, maybe they are, but that's fine. That's allowed. We've also had a lot of suggestions of what to do. So thank you to the person who said tin of tomatoes goes in everything.
Yeah,
that is how I cook. I was feeling slightly embarrassed about that, but
no,
I'm glad
never,
to know
never.
I'm not alone. Finn has a surplus of eggplants in the garden. First time that they've grown it this year, the long skinny ones.
Oh,
we have
gorgeous.
Five on the plant at the moment. Secret seems to be to build a shelter around the plant so it doesn't get windburn and put it with lots of sun.
This is great. My dream is to just like grow a bunch of veggies, but at the moment I just grow so many herbs.
But herbs is good. And then it gives you an excuse to go to the farmer's market as well, which I know you love to do.
It's my favorite thing.
We've also had someone say for an excess of zucchinis, make crustless zucchini quiche with red onion balsamic reduction on top.
Gorgeous.
Oh my god.
We've also had somebody else say lots of zucchinis for me means a zucchini ginger loaf, which I love.
Yum.
Yep.
I love
zucchini. It's like a, you know, like you'd make a ginger loaf.
Yeah.
But you just put zucchinis in it. Makes
health.
It really moist and yummy.
Oh. Yeah, you can do it in like chocolate cake too.
It's you don't
taste,
taste the zucchini.
It.
You don't?
No. Nah.
I was going to say.
Just extra veg.
Yeah.
Which you might need.
And you don't.
Yeah. I've got scurvy.
Yeah. Stella with scurvy over here.
She's looking really pale.
You know, I'm just falling apart.
Yes, we've also had someone else say, if you're going to do the curry thing, maybe don't put rosemary in it. at the start of the week. Fair. That's probably a fair call.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think everything else is, you can just do what you want, you know?
I do love as well, I've probably mentioned this before, but I'm really into cooking on my little like gas burner outside in the garden.
So fun.
It feels like a barbecue. And also we have, we used to have a gas stove at our old flat, and now we just have like a crappy electric.
Mm.
And
my gas stove.
Favorite thing to do with my favorite veg is to like just absolutely burn the shit out of your eggplants.
Yeah, yep.
Get them like charcoaled and then scrape out the beautiful insides, and you just like mix them with some little bit of garlic, some olive oil, salt and pepper, lots of herbs, whatever you've got going gangbusters in the garden. Maybe anchovies if you eat them.
Delish.
Truly, it is my favorite thing to eat.
Anchovies. Oh no, that. Sorry, I got distracted by Stella's visceral reaction to anchovies.
She's loving this until the anchovies.
Oh dear, maybe we need to have a breakfast cooking situation happen soon, I reckon.
Yeah, I might need to bring in some kaiyaki next time. Wow, so stressful.
I'll bring the tin of tomatoes. Cool. Lucinda, thank you very much for bringing us a bit of end of summer veg, some good suggestions, a ratatouille that could become anything you need it to be. Some great cake suggestions are now coming in. I'll read some more of those out in a minute. But we will see you next week. Take care.
See you next week. Ka kite.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.